Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
And that should do it. Souths went up by 35, 24 threes, 40 assists, 59% field goal shooting. Jason Tatum very quietly at 35. That's an amazing box score.
Andy Gresh.
It won't always be easy, but I think our guys are really doing a great job of understanding that things are going well, but we still have to continue to do X, Y, and Z.
Rich Keefe.
Hey, it is what it is, man. I said my piece, and I moved on, man. I'm ready to play this Thursday, and, you know, got my eyes locked on Buffalo. It's a really good team, and just ready to go out there and compete this Thursday.
Gresh and Keefe, right now.
I think putting pressure everywhere, putting pressure on the line, putting pressure on the quarterback, and putting pressures on the wide receiver. And that's easier said than done, but that's the task that we have to face this week.
On WEEI.
Hunter Henry and Matt Judon, you heard right here yesterday with Gresh and Keefe. Jalen Mills today. Tomorrow is a get-ready day, and then Thursday night down to Gillette, it'll be the Patriots and the Bills. Practice started at around 11:45. Isaiah Wynn not spotted, or was spotted, excuse me. So was David Andrews as well. Apparently the Jabril Peppers non-spotting was bad info.
Got it.
He was spotted down there, apparently.
Right.
So
good to be spotted.
Yeah, we'll get the official practice report coming up. Well, Jackson DeVille spotted on the
he was there on the
sidelines.
Here's another one.
He was there. Oh, I don't know.
No.
I think it might have been full staff.
Okay, good. Good to hear it.
So we've got we're waiting on what's going on with the Bills. Apparently their locker room is rife with illness, and I know it's not a long flight, but if some of those dudes are really sick, and it's not like there's a real critical player to the Bills, at least in terms of their starting 22 that has come down or come up ill. But
it's Von Miller. Like Von Miller.
Von Miller
guy.
Being out, which we know. But are they going to let those guys on the plane? You know, if they're sick today.
Dicey situation.
But a slippery slope there for the Bills.
Yeah, not ideal. But again, it's still we had Curran on last hour, and it's still Josh Allen and Steph Diggs against Mac Jones, Matt Judon. Like, how are those guys going to perform? Because really, you throw out the crazy weather game. It couldn't have been more lopsided in those other two matchups with the Bills. So even if the Bills are worse, you could argue the Patriots are slightly worse. So maybe it's kind of similar going into this one. So what's going to change? Like what's got a better chance of happening? Like the defense kind of figuring out a way to actually force a punt? It's not the Bill Belichick. Well, they lined up the punts. Like, no, they didn't. But that whole thing. Are they going to actually slow down the Bills to the point where they're scoring 20 points or 24 or less points? Or is the other thing going to be true where this Patriots offense somehow, some way is going to have the ability to win a shootout? Because that would be a first. We haven't seen that happen yet.
Well, you could argue like last week was maybe the closest thing to a shootout.
Which they lost.
Well, but special teams was the one that kind of bit them in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Like on both sides in terms of giving up points and wasn't on the offense, wasn't on the defense. I think we're going to get a hell of an effort, quite honestly. I think this game is going to be closer than people think. And this is where rebuilding the middle of your defense. And again, is Wilson a linebacker the end-all, be-all? No, but this is why you got the guy. Because you're not as much worried about the Bills' run game. You're more worried about Josh Allen. And if it's Duggar or Phillips matching up against Dawson Knox or one of the tight ends. I think some of this is going to come down to, do you have the ability to slow down the wide receivers not named Steph Diggs? Because let's be real, Gabe Davis and Isaiah McKenzie were the two guys that really turned it into a blowout last year. Those were like Gabe Davis. We came away after, I think it was the playoff game in particular, where it was like, holy crap. You know, that guy is sort of on the rise. He's on the come, so to speak. And that's, again, Steph Diggs, number ones will get theirs. Don't let him eat you up. Don't let him get into the end zone multiple times. But do you have the ability to slow down those other dudes? Are McKenzie and Davis going to be the guys that are really going to nail you? Because I'm with you in terms of the Bills' run game. They can't manufacture one. It really comes from Josh Allen. And look, if the Patriots don't slow down their run and Cook and Nyheim Hines and those guys run for a buck 125, then the Patriots are screwed automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
But I at least trust the Patriots to sort of handle what run game outside of Josh Allen the Bills have. My question is, are those other wide receivers going to be able to eat? Like, will Jack Jones and John Jones be able to rise to the occasion?
Yeah, maybe they're better suited in that spot. Like, do you think they're three deep at corner? Like, because again,
can match up three for three now because of Jack Jones.
Yeah, that helps.
And John Jones is actually, I know we're not talking about stuff like this, but John Jones has made himself some money. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
So somebody else will pay him.
He's only making like $7 million or whatever. Yeah. And this is kind of the value year, but he's proven that he can play anywhere. We thought, he's just a slot guy and everybody attacks him. He's probably better suited in the role that he's in right now than he was slot guy.
Yeah, no, he's been solid. But I think the tests are really going to pick up. You know, week one, they obviously had a test, but that was, Jalen Waddle. That was Tyreek Hill's first game with Miami. Then there was a stretch there where they didn't face a lot of top-end wide receivers. Now that's all you're going to get. And Steph Diggs is one of those guys. But to your point, like the other guys, last year, the last time the Patriots and Bills played each other, Josh Allen had as good a game, as flawless a game as you could ask for.
21-25, 308, 5 touchdowns, no picks.
And then he also ran for 66 on 6 carries.
But like Dawson Knox caught 2 touchdowns. Yep. Gabe Davis had a touchdown. Now, Davis only had 41 and a score, so it must have been the game before that.
No, you're thinking the game before that was the Isaiah McKenzie game.
There we go.
Every time Miles Bryant would run out there. So that, hopefully you can avoid that. But Jack Jones, Jonathan Jones, and our guy Jalen Mills, you can avoid just the obvious mismatch.
Emmanuel Sanders was the guy who had a 34-yard touchdown in the playoff game.
Okay.
He was like that other guy who did some stuff.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. But I just feel like the one guy who's going to make his plays is Steph Diggs. Like, every week he does. And can you keep him out of the end zone? And can you kind of limit that? Force Josh Allen to go in some other direction. Easier said than done,
obviously. Here was the listed Patriots starting lineup on defense in that playoff game against Buffalo.
Okay.
I just pulled it up. It was 3 down linemen, Lawrence Guy, Godshaw, Wise.
All right, you got those guys.
The linebackers, Kyle Van Noy, Bentley, Dante Hightower. Your secondary was McCourty. They had Duggar listed at strong safety. Miles Bryant, Jo'Wan Williams, and J.C. Jackson. Those were the guys that were listed as the starters last year in terms of the Patriots. And I'm just, so Judon played in the game. He was one of the substitutes.
But he didn't start? Okay. Yeah,
right.
But
Adrian Phillips is another.
So there's a lot of overlap, right? Like, a couple of new names sprinkled in there.
Well, I think the secondary looks very different. Again, there's no J.C. Jackson. There's no Jo'Wan Williams. Mm-hmm. And pray to God Miles Bryant doesn't get on the field.
No.
And
no,
if so, it's at least against somebody that you hope he can kind of handle. And then there's Duggar and McCourty. And will Duggar be, will he be listed as the starting strong safety? Or is Duggar going to get one of those linebacker roles that maybe Van Noy or Hightower were in? Was the game where it really turned out to where you looked at and said, Van Noy and Hightower look really old. They don't have the speed to be able to match up. Well, now the Patriots do. But does that make them vulnerable against the run? Because I remind myself in the playoff game, Devin Singletary had 16 carries for 81 yards.
They couldn't stop him. They couldn't stop anything.
It got out of control.
It was a little silly. And so, looking at it, you're right. Maybe there are a few more new names, about seven guys or so that played in the playoff game last year in defense. You would expect to play this week because, you know, Barmore's out. He's on the shelf. He did play in that game.
That's
too.
True.
So some of the personnel is the same, but whatever. I don't know. And I again, this is a stat that we've talked about before, so it's not a new one, but tweeted it out. Patriots wins versus Patriots losses. As simple as looking at the opposing quarterback, it's not even close. They've beaten all the crap quarterbacks, and they've lost to all of the average to good to very good quarterbacks. Josh Allen's next in line. Very clearly, we know what group he is going to be in. And it's not just that quarterback dominating the defense, right? It's just, is the offense able to keep up with it? Can the special teams be perfect? Meaning, can Nick Folk make every single one of his field goals? Maybe you get a kick return touchdown. Maybe you get a punt return touchdown. And you have no penalties, no like short fields, that kind of thing. Because that's what it seems like the room for error is when you're going up against somebody like a Josh Allen.
I wonder if Matt Patricia has the ability to dial up a play or two or three to attack the safety who is filling in for Micah Hyde. Mm-hmm. Hyde's been out for the year.
Yeah.
Can you go at that guy? Where are they in terms of their corners? Tre'Davious White just got back. Is he going to play like Pro Bowl Tre'Davious White? Or is that going to be a guy that maybe you can work a size mismatch? Mm-hmm. It's really interesting to me anyway that this game just isn't about the offense. Whereas it feels like every game this year, it's been, boy, what's the offense, offense, offense. This is one where it's like, okay, you retooled the defense for this game in particular.
Yeah, and I think last year was such a glaring example of how the stats can be misleading. Because the defense last year, statistically, was one of the very best in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last two games you saw him play Buffalo, you're like, oh, my God. Like, if this team, what would happen if they were a bad defense? You're like, well, maybe they are. Or maybe they're at best they're average. And they just don't have what it takes to compete with those guys. And
I'm not as much into the carryover year to year.
So, but I feel like
because they're different, too.
No, they are. But I feel like there's some deja vu to it where, again, the Patriots against Sam Ehlinger and Jared Goff make them look like crap. And then Kirk Cousins goes out there where he had no time to throw against Dallas. And then the next week he comes out there, he's spinning three touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson's catching everything in his area. And so that is more my fear is do the Patriots, because you go back to 2019, they did the same thing then. I know the personnel's different, but boogeyman dominant against awful quarterbacks, just smacking them around, shutouts, that kind of thing. And then, oh, wait a minute, there's a real quarterback on the other side or a real guy like a Derrick Henry on the other side. Oh, never mind. We're not nearly as tough.
617-779-7937. Celtics continue their great play. They beat Charlotte 140-105 last night in a game that really wasn't very competitive at the Garden.
No.
Jason Tatum dropped 35. Marcus Smart hit six threes. Malcolm Brogdon, after the game, had some words for the teammates of the, hey, guys, appreciate what's going on here because this is some big-time stuff. Charlotte was also wounded. No LaMelo Ball. No Terry Rozier. They had guys dinged up. I think that back end of a back-to-back, all that. And then the Bruins will play tonight at the Garden. Tampa Bay beat Buffalo 6-5 in overtime. So is everybody this year in beating Buffalo. They were down 5-3 with 6 minutes to go. But the Bruins will look to win their 13th in a row at home.
By the way, the Devils passed the Bruins standings.
Did they really?
Devils.
Two points ahead of them. By win percentage, I think the Bruins are technically a bit ahead of them, but the Devils have more points than the Bruins.
Where did this come from? I have no idea.
They just ripped like 15 in a row. They had like a million top five picks, so it was bound in the last 7 years. It was bound to come together at some point.
So they're scratching their seven-year itch. It's like, okay, we reloaded, now we're good.
Kid Hughes was the number one overall pick, right? Like a couple years ago.
Yeah, Jack Hughes. And then they drafted his little brother last year with like the second overall pick, and I think he's playing down in their AHL team. So he'll be up at some point.
Maybe our guy Dougie Hamilton.
Dougie's there.
How old is that guy now?
Eric Halla hasn't scored a goal yet for them.
Isn't Dougie Hamilton's got to be 38, 39 years old?
29.
So, yeah.
29.
Wait, Dougie Hamilton, the guy who played with the Bruins, you said?
Yeah, they got drafted so young.
He was like 19 when he got up here.
Dougie Hamilton's only 29. It feels like he's been around for like two decades.
He's 29.
That was
it's
it?
It's like how Ovechkin's played in the league Ovechkin, for 20 years and he's like 30.
Yeah, Ovechkin, like, drafted when he was eight. He's like 38 or 39 or whatever, but holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, good. For his 30th birthday, can he change his name to Doug and drop the E?
No.
Once you're I mean, Doug, it felt like Dougie. Bergeron had been in the league forever when the Bruins won the Cup and he was only 26 at the time.
Yeah.
Bergeron's the same age as I am right now.
I put Dougie Hamilton in with like getting into the league with Bergeron. Again, it just all blends together. No, but it was in my head. I thought, man, he's been around forever.
Do you think Dougie Hamilton's mom called the Devils GM, said give him $9.5 million a year?
I mean, that's a healthy paycheck for a guy like that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that good.
Oh, yeah, no, he got 9.5.
Yeah.
No, he isn't. It's lauded as a bad contract. But, I mean, when you're surrounded by all that.
Well, at least
well, and the team's good. Well, so now you're like,
and they got a bunch of young guys. So they don't have to do what the Bruins have to do. Eventually, they're going to have to move on some play. They're going to have to give away a pick to take somebody so that they can become cap compliant here. What, John? Within the next 2 weeks, they got to address that. Don't they?
I think they're under right now. It just I don't know how quick you need to get cap compliant when certain moves are made because you can only store so much money down in Providence, which I think they're at the cap of already. Now, Forbort being back off long term IR kind of messes with that. So coming up at some point in the next couple of weeks, they'll have to do one of those bribing trades.
Isn't it amazing that now a part of the typical sports discussion is how do you manage the money and how do you get, like, you got to give a pick to get rid of a certain guy to become cap compliant. In Major League Baseball, it's a fake cap. I mean, it's just like a luxury tax. In the NBA, it's like a Fruity Whip headache. You know, can you match 80% of the guy you want to go get and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. And in the NFL, they're written on toilet paper. It's pretty crazy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to the guys.
Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. Follow the show on Twitter at Gresh Keefe.
Big communist football match coming up at 2 between Iran and USA.
Can't wait.
Has anybody else?
Winner
That's Russia.
That doesn't make any sense right now.
It was the tag team. It was the tag team partner of the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
The great Nikolai Volkov. Do we have any more word if Iranian officials have continued to threaten the families and friends of these soccer players?
No, that was already out there. TMZ had that one earlier today.
So it's already being held in a place that treats women terribly. Yep. FIFA is crooked as all hell. Now their teams being, oh, and by the way, did you see
that? And then American players are being forced to answer questions about all the wrongs of the United States.
That's right. It's like, okay. All the wrongs of the U.S. And
they were asking them yesterday why American citizens don't need visas to come to Iran, but Iranian citizens need visas to come to the U.S.
Talk about above my pay grade.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to sit that
I have
one
a Capital
out.
One card, sir. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Get Taylor Swift tickets with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'll use my points. I'll use my points for flights. Thank you.
Fair enough.
Apparently, Qatar also announced that originally they said only 40 people were killed, or these apparently slave laborers, in building these stadiums.
Yeah, I think that number's
apparently
low.
It's now up to 500.
Right.
And they were like, we think 500.
Yeah.
Or are they pushing them off the top of these things?
Know.
It's crazy. Yeah. So this World Cup is going fantastically. But apparently the soccer's been boring. Mm. Not a lot of goals.
True, but the Americans need to win. Very simple, very easy for us to wrap our heads around. They win, they move on. They lose, they do not.
And if they don't, what will happen? Anything?
We'll be 4 more years away cracking the code.
Just like me coming back, 4 more years.
They'll get a lot of excuses about how they're young and how they're actually still going in the right direction, even though this is a team that 4 years ago didn't qualify for the World Cup. Then this year, if they go... don't even advance out of the group, which isn't that difficult of a group either. Like, they should have beat Wales the way they play. They should have beat Wales. Then if they tied England, which is actually a pretty good result. And then today, we'll see. But
whatever happened
they
to
should win
Freddie
the game.
Adu? I thought he was supposed to change everything.
Your guy Pulisic is the guy's going to... He's legit good.
My kids tell me that
he's legitimately good. He's not just... Yeah, Freddie Adu was like... Was he like 13? They're like, he's going to be the next guy. It's like, that's tough.
I mean, he's 33 now. He was 13 like 2005, to be
fair. But that's when MLS brought him in.
That's when we started hearing about him, wasn't it?
I know. They had all... Well, I was a Disney Channel kid in that era. And Freddie Adu was plastered all over Nickelodeon and Disney Channel in the early 2000s.
He was another one of those guys.
He played for DC United in 2004, so...
And then went where?
I mean, he was 15, I think.
He's in the USL now or something like that?
He plays for, I don't know, maybe he's retired? I don't even know if he plays anywhere. He's a, I don't think he's currently a free agent.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess you can't be a savior if you can't get on the field. But anyway, Lou Maloney on Twitter has been hot fire for 24 hours.
It's been hotter than the hot stove.
And it is about Jose Abreu. Jose Abreu signed elsewhere. He did not sign with the Boston Red Sox.
No, in fact, he went to a team that's already better than the Red Sox and just got even better.
So apparently, according to friend John Heyman, or enemy John Heyman, however we want to look at it, the Red Sox number one priority outside of their own players, basically, if you're not named Xander Bogaerts, the guy that was on the list that the Red Sox really wanted was Jose Abreu. So once again,
man, they were so
close. The league in interest.
They were all over it. Yeah, Heyman said that the Red Sox met with him as soon as free agency opened. So they must have done that on the sly because we didn't hear about that. But he was their number one outside target, which leads me back to Xander Bogaerts, which is really the biggest story for the Red Sox this offseason.
Abreu, by the way, to the Astros.
Yes, to the Astros, which good team, just got better. Now, I don't know how much longer Abreu is going to be good for. Like, he's still really
35, I think, right?
Yeah, and he's on the late end of that, so he's going to be 36 for this season.
So was he just going to come here and be the DH?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you could stick him over at first base, but he could DH as well. But he's had some really good years recently. This year was, he was good, you know, 824 OPS, only 15 tater tots, though. So the power numbers were down a little bit from the year before. He's still good. He would really help this lineup if Bogaerts and Devers are still in it. Like, I don't think you'd want to move on from those young guys, bring in a dude that's a lot older and hope that he's going to carry the offense. But he'd give you more than, you know, like JD Martinez this past year. Of course, that was a bad year for him.
Of course.
But my point is, they make this thing, that, or at least Heyman has the report that their number one priority outside of Boston is Abreu. Miss him. What's their number one priority in the organization?
Xander Bogaerts.
Gonna miss him. He's gone. They can be interested in all these teams. I was like the running joke last year, and it's why it was such a surprise when they did land Trevor Story, because up until then, I forget the names now off the top of my head, but up until then, wasn't there like five or six guys that signed somewhere else? And they're like, ooh, Red Sox were in. Red Sox showed interest. There were a lot of interest. You're like, okay, great. What is that?
So much interest. They should have a ton of money over there.
They should have some leftover money. But yeah, the Abreu one was too bad. Who is the guy? You pulled up some Red Sox beat writer a couple of weeks ago, and he had a very optimistic potential starting nine for the Red Sox, and Bogaerts was included, but so was Jose Abreu.
I think it might have been Chad Jennings of the Athletic. Yeah, okay. He was the one who
and I was like,
that.
Wow,
and Abreu was in there. Yeah,
they added like an outfielder, they added Abreu, they brought back all their guys that at least that you would want them to bring back, and you're like, well, that actually sounds like a pretty good lineup. And now it's not, because Abreu was one of those again, he's just so much older than like the shortstops or older than like Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't going to get the money or the length of term that those guys did. But he's been a productive player really his entire career.
He's kind of on average around 20. And I know there's like a COVID year thrown in there on the numbers where he still hit 19 in 60 games.
Yeah, he won the MVP in the COVID year. Now, again, it's a Mickey Mouse thing because it was only 60 games.
But you're going to crap on that accomplishment too?
60 game MVP?
But he drove in 60 runs in 60
great.
Games.
No, I know. He was great. And
no, but seriously, like he's around a 20, like 5-7 homer. And I mean, he's been as high as 123 ribbies. And this past year it was 75. Uh-huh. But overall, he's pretty much a 25-90 type guy if you're going to be, you know, fair on the numbers, or maybe even sell him a little short. He's a 292 career hitter.
And you know what? I also partly blame him for the Red Sox signing Ruznay Castillo.
Really?
Because you remember when they signed Castillo, there had been a flood of Cuban players that were all awesome.
Uh-huh.
It was like Yoenis Cespedes, I think Chapman. It was Jose Abreu who was the rookie of the year that year. And there might have been another guy. And you were like, oh, you better get one of these guys before you... But they also weren't all going to be great, and the Red Sox got the first one that was just a giant bust. But that, it came off the heels of Abreu's rookie year.
It's pretty interesting. So some of Lou's tweets, like Heyman had that, you know, number one outside target, and Lou tweeted, and this is why I've been tweeting about Abreu for the last 24 hours. They wanted him.
Not enough.
And then Lou, I don't blame him at all for choosing Houston. Somebody had hit him with a tweet and it was like, speaks to a bigger issue. How do you get guys money or trade?
Trade.
So is that the route that Heim Bloom might be left to sort of explore to be able to really, truly improve this roster now? Is that if it isn't good, we don't know. Maybe the Red Sox offered the same money as Houston and Abreu just said, they're a better team, I'm going there. We don't know that.
And they are a better team. Now, the deal, I believe, was 3 years, $58.5 million.
So 19 and a half a year. Okay.
Which is, I think, what you were paying JD Martinez, isn't it?
He was, I thought, 22, 23, but it's in the neighborhood.
I think it descended.
Yeah, right?
It might have been around there, average annual. So even if he's your DH, the whole league has DHs now, right? Like it's, I don't think it's crazy to pay your DH $20 million. But I guess the question is like how – it's not like he signed a six-year deal. And you're like, oh, the dude's 35.
He did
like,
not sign a deal that blew anything out of the water. I just pulled up JD, and apparently base salary last year, 19.3.
Same. So JD out, Abreu in, and maybe they needed to sweeten the offer in order to get him.
And like, would he have come
3 for $60? I mean, that's barely more, but it's more.
Right.
$20 million a year straight up. I don't know if he would have taken that. Again, I don't know if we're going to get that info coming out. But were they interested at like 3 at 45?
3 for $39. Like,
well,
right?
Yeah, right. Okay, great. You weren't
gonna
get
up you at a 15 a year.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a question. I probably would have gone a little bit more just because you are losing some of this big money off the books. The Martinez deal is a big deal. And, you know, they already know what they're doing with Bogaerts and Devers, right? They already know. don't you think?
I think they know what they're doing with Bogarts. Okay. I'm not so sure maybe about that. I think that the Devers, there's still the chance there. Here's the thing. In terms of first base DH, they have Hosmer. We know they have Cassius. They still have Dahlbeck. Mm-hmm. Do they feel like they need to really overextend at that spot? Like, for them, it's, well, we're interested in you, but we're only interested at this. And, oh, by the way, we've got these guys. And because Cassius came up towards the end of last year, I don't know if there's a real, like, for an outfielder, there should be a sense of urgency to go get one somebody that can swing it, because they just don't have anybody right now. But I'm wondering if at first base DH, they're like, well, we'd like this guy, but I think we'd be okay with this.
The only guarantee you have out of those four names that you mentioned is Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
So that's why I think you would do it. And you can play two out of four of those guys, right? First base and DH.
Yep.
So it's not like you're shoehorning them all in. Dahlbeck,
and if you got Abreu, you can easily flip Hosmer maybe for a piece that can help you elsewhere, because it's so cheap.
Somebody would take him for free, a veteran first baseman that you can just plug and play.
Hi, Oakland.
And then I don't like Dahlbeck, but doesn't he at least offer some versatility? Like, he can play third base. You can move him around a little bit or whatever. Like, it's not.
He, to me, is a 4A guy that you can have on your bench and he'd be fine.
Yeah, so I think it's a miss. You know, you look at those J.D. Martinez at bats. Not that he did a lot with them, unfortunately, last year.
Right.
But for a few years there, he was a pretty valuable member of the team and sort of complemented Bogart's endeavors. And so now that's gone and you're relying too heavily on the young guys. And maybe they'll surprise. Maybe this will, Tristan Cassius will be an all-star. Maybe he'll kick ass and great. But it's not like if you brought in Abreu, he would have blocked him. You could play both those guys and then your lineup's even better.
You know, what's interesting is we've had a couple of people on the text and one just came in. I'm sure the millionaire tax helps. I know that's getting political, but in Texas, there's no state income tax. Here, there's not only the tax, there's the millionaires. So but what it requires is to do what the California teams have done, where you're going to have to jack the numbers up a little bit. So, you know, say it's, we'll use even money. If it's 5 years, $50 million in the state of Texas, here you might have to make that 5 for $60 to be competitive in the whole take-home pay, which now everybody is hip to the game on all that kind of stuff. Another texter, 978 to 37937. Could they go back to JD? Now, he said, could they go back to JD for $10 million a year? I don't know about that, but is JD Martinez completely off the table this year for the Red Sox?
No, probably if nobody else offers him anything competitive.
Go back to him and give him like a 1 year.
I'd be ready to move on. I don't.
I am too.
I don't need him back.
I would listen, as for as much as we're going to sit here and complain and kvetch and moan that this team might not be good, I would rather have a younger guy in there like Tristan Casas getting at-bats.
Yeah.
If he is supposed to be that good, then, I mean, do you wait until he's 25 or 6 years old when he's perfect and bring him up, or do you leave him up here and hope he gets an accelerated growth rate?
The other point that you brought up, or I guess Merlone brought up, about just choosing between the teams, like, Jose Abreu has been in the league now since 2014. He's played in a total of 7 playoff games. So if that part of it's important to him,
man,
who's more likely to play in playoff games, the Houston Astros or the Boston Red Sox?
Not even close.
And if he signs here, he doesn't know if Bogarts is back. He doesn't know if Devers is here as long as his contract's here.
Now that's a great point.
Is he stuck in the lineup by himself? Or, hey, why don't you go play with Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Jeremy Pena? Like, go hitting that lineup?
You know what? That's a great point. Maybe all the uncertainty hurts them in free agency, because do they have every reason to believe Chaim Bloom that, oh yeah, all these guys are going to be here? When they traded Tristan Vasquez or Christian Vasquez last year as well.
And so what if Abreu, and again, I don't know what his relationships are with, you know, Altuve versus Bogarts versus whatever. Like, I'm sure they've all met in all-star games or whatever, but can he call, if he, say he called Bogarts or Devers, it was like, hey, what can you tell me about the Red Sox?
Right.
Well, they're kind of screwing me right now on my contract. I don't even know if I'm going to be here, but yeah, you'd love it. You'd love Fenway Park and the fans, but I can't really speak to the rest of it right now. So he's like, all right, I'll call Houston, who's, you know, celebrating a title.
That's a great point. If Xander were in tow, maybe it would be easier for the Red Sox to attract other free agents. You know, and people are kind of joking around. Some are like, who's really affected by the new millionaire tax? Well, again,
millionaires.
Well, yeah, and if you sell property or if something is gifted to you, that all counts on that as well. So if you're somebody who would, if you're a baseball player and you normally roll into town and you buy a $1 million house and you can either pay for it in cash, which would be crazy to, but let's say it goes up $1 million in value and you flip it for that, that gets affected by all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think, I know that for us nickel and dimers, you don't think of that crap. However, when you start to get into those things, that's a part of these people portfolios and all that as well. So it can, I don't know if it is, but it can have an effect on the Red Sox recruiting people. That and the fact that, you know, am I playing with Jeter Downs and Tristan Cassis? And well, we got Trevor Story, though.
Oh, right. And Bogaerts is our number one priority.
That's right.
Yeah.
And an outfield spot that's open that goes to whom right now?
Wide open.
Anybody. Where's Hunter Renfro when you need him?
Open tryouts.
Open tryouts. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
You got a mitt? Come on down to Fenway.
That's where we can get Lou hitting fungos again and all that, putting people through the paces.
Who would be better at shagging flies, Wiggy or Fourier?
Oh.
Stick him in... really, right? I mean, put them in right field at Fenway?
They would both suck.
That's an injury waiting to happen.
Now,
it's a tough field to play.
Well, the other thing, too, is you're playing the field, or you're playing that left field at Fenway. You got to play it off the wall.
Oh, yeah, just do what Manny did.
It would be fun to go try it.
Yeah, it would
see
be
how terrible we would look.
Yeah, it'd be great.
But it's too cold.
No, not now.
No.
And we got to plan
this
out.
Well, by the time it warms up, we wouldn't be able to do it.
That's
so, end football season.
And they wouldn't let us near the field.
I would not think so. Yeah. You got something, brings it home next.
Original. W-E-E-I.
W-E-E-I.
New England Sports Original.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
Time for You Got Something, sponsored by Unified Office. If you run restaurants and fear that you're losing money due to missed phone orders and lost incoming calls, let Unified Office boost your business. They're a restaurant's best friend. Visit unifiedoffice.com to learn more. Should we start on the other side over there? They've had a day over there today, Billy and John.
Yep, finish strong. Finish strong,
all right,
fellas.
Then let's do it with our normal enthusiasm. Yes. Billy!
Hey!
Hey. All right, so this is an on this day. This is an on this day for the wrestling junkies out there.
Yes, that's us.
So it was on this day in 1999 when Triple H crashed the Test Stephanie McMahon wedding to roll the video that he had married Stephanie in a Vegas drive-through.
Yeah,
chapel.
I got married there too.
While she was intoxicated, yeah. But I'm
was
sure your hammered? Wife was.
Who
was
my
she,
wife?
Yeah, was she awake or was she conscious?
Yes, there you go.
I wasn't.
Nice.
And we went inside.
Oh,
I told
no, this
the story.
Drive through Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, they went to.
Can't
we
do the storyline today.
No, not at all. Even back then, I'm like, this
borderline.
Even back then in 1999, I'm like, there's nothing legal about this at all.
It's tough to do the drive through there. We went inside and were married by somebody, and the Russian dude who drove us there was our witness. We have some name that we have no idea who it is on our wedding.
Yeah. The other funny part of it, too, is Stephanie McMahon and Triple H are happily married in real life and have been for a long time, have a bunch of kids.
I'm assuming they were. I'm not necessarily married.
They were going out.
They were definitely together at that point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Triple H was working his way in there.
So technically the start of the authority, and now the two of them run the company.
Unbelievable.
It really is crazy, and you're right. How foul was that storyline?
Oh, my God.
They had some bad ones back then. That Attitude Era, as awesome as it was, there were some storylines.
Oh, my God.
Mae Young giving birth to a hand?
Yeah, that was
Didn't Undertaker, like, hang Big Boss Man in the ring?
That was at a Mania. WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't just an event. That was at a WrestleMania.
That was insane.
Are you anti-hanging?
Yes, I am.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll go on the record.
I know you guys like hot takes.
Well, listen, it's FIFA World Cup season. Why not? Apparently some of those countries are okay with that.
Be careful. Well, I do not stand with some of those countries.
Stand with hanging.
No, I don't.
John Anderson, what do you got?
Question for the group. Does the name Mike Posner mean anything to anyone?
Posner.
Music.
Who's that?
Music.
I've heard it. Music. I'll give you the quick synopsis.
I know it, John.
He wrote this horrible song in 2009. You got designer shades just to hide your face.
And you wear them around like you're cool with me. Okay.
And then he proceeded to disappear for 6 or 7 years.
Counted that money.
That.
And then he came back and he wrote that song, Took a Pill in Ibiza.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to show Avicii he was cool or something.
Yeah.
And this does tie into sports here, but that song was maddening because people who didn't know music thought it was the coolest thing ever that he referenced a previous song of his in that song, and that it was, apparently that had never been done in music before. But he's apparently getting into the breathwork business, and worked. Yeah, the breathwork.
I don't know what that is.
You'll find out from this clip, and find out what NFL team he worked with.
Are you official now?
Yeah, so in March, I finally finished my training and became a certified Wim Hof instructor. I teach the Wim Hof breathwork and also cold immersion. Now I've gotten to teach it to people all different walks of life, from my mom to I did a session with the full San Francisco 49ers football team.
No way. Oh, this is dope. How'd they do?
I mean, that was the best session I've done, honestly, because the guys are in tears at the end. Everyone's opening up.
No way.
Just opens your heart in a way that, you know, almost feels like you took a drug, but it's just your own breath.
Fred Warner was in tears because he breathed.
Nah, he must have been dealing with something else.
I was going
to say. Sometimes you bring it to the facility and I could see you having a little bit
still
of a
breakdown. Still no idea what he's doing.
Breathing and water work. And water techniques.
It's
you can
a very
see why he wrote for other people,
breath
though,
work, yeah.
Based on
it's
his
like
voice.
It's a breath work, like a musician trains their voice to inhale at certain times without interrupting flow. Like
that's where my mind went to. But the whatever the phrase is he said, I couldn't really figure out what he was saying in it. But it's a specific type. That's a guy's name that he was saying, and the type of breath work is named after that guy. And I guess Mike Posner got so good at it that the guy basically hired him as a person who can go around and give these workshops on how to do that specific breathing exercise.
This is insane.
I bet he's not as good as Rozell. Remember Rozell? He could beatbox and sing/rap at the same time. He could provide his own beat while singing.
How is this guy not the biggest star in the world?
He had his 15 minutes.
He did. No, Billy's right. He did. He was hot in 02, maybe.
As hot as Mike Posner, who I thought sounded like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite
Posner
there
at
first.
Posner uses all kinds of auto-tune. So.
He had a weird, Rozell, well, doesn't now?
Just give Rozell a microphone. Blow your
Taylor
mind.
Taylor doesn't.
Blow your mind.
Who, Taylor Swift doesn't? Oh, she doesn't use auto-tune?
No.
Well, that's because she...
Just an army of producers.
Beautiful voice.
I was going to say, she would charge them for
No. She's got one producer. Army of producers. What do you think she is? Katy Perry?
All right. Relax.
Yeah,
it's not
that
your,
one back
it's not
in your back
your
pocket,
family.
Billy.
Good
no,
Lord.
It is.
You defend her like she's your sister.
It is odd. Like, I was reading one of those people that were, like, going nuts about the Ticketmaster thing, and there was a guy that was chirping, and he was like, hey, Taylor, like, I love you. I would take a bullet for you, but you got to say
Beyonce
something.
Beyonce released one of the greatest music videos ever.
Right. But he's like, but you need to stand up to Big Ticketmaster. And he was, like, all fired up about it. I would take a bullet for someone?
That's a little much.
Holy mackerel.
That feels much. Keith, you got that? You got something.
In honor of Tier Tuesday, we ripped through it. ESPN had their power rankings for this week. How about this? New England Patriots, 15. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, 16.
Oh, it's a win.
We had them both in our mid-tier where they belong. 6-5 Pats, 5-6 Bucks. But, that kind of amazing how that's turned. 2 years, or I guess the third year after Brady left, and those two teams are in a very similar spot. Now, of course, one's in the best division in the league and one's in the worst division in the league, but still the teams themselves are eerily similar.
Marloni, Fourier, and Mego are next. Tomorrow, it is What If Wednesday. We'll have a primetime parlay. Andy Hart will denounce public playgrounds, I'm sure. Your fantasy football stayaways. And, of course, we got the Lightning and the Bruins tonight that we'll be able to unpack. John and Billy produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. Keith and I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Marloni, Fourier, Mego next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.